Jesus was an incredible teacher. He captivated the hearts and the minds of all those that heard him. It seems like whenever we read about Jesus' teaching, he always got a response. At least kind of at the end of every section of Jesus' teaching, there's a response. They loved him, they hated him, they wanted to kill him, they wanted to follow him. Everything Jesus did and everything he taught, he drew a response. He led by example. He taught his disciples and the crowds about some of the deepest things by simply the way he reacted to people, how he responded to him. And so it doesn't surprise us that in Luke chapter 11, we read a story in a time where Jesus was out doing the work that he did, and his disciples heard him, and his disciples stopped him and asked him a question. Luke chapter 11, verse 1 says, "One day Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples said to him, 'Lord, teach us to pray.'" Somehow they understood and they saw in Jesus a depth of who he was and how he prayed that attracted them, and they wanted to know and understand what prayer was. And so in Luke chapter 11 and Matthew chapter 6, we have what is called the Lord's Prayer. Perhaps two different occasions, or may have been many times actually in Jesus' life that he by example taught his disciples to pray. We have some of the recorded prayers of Jesus, but in Luke chapter 6 and Matthew chapter 11, we have a beautiful expression of heaven and earth coming together and God saying to us, "Do you really want to be connected with an eternal, heavenly, infinite being?" In prayer, Jesus taught us that God wants to be close to us. I want to invite you to look deeper into the Lord's Prayer and to the passage around it in Matthew chapter 6 and read these words this morning about what Jesus teaches us about prayer. Matthew chapter 6, I want to read at verse 5. Matthew chapter 6, verse 5. "And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by men. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then when your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think that they will be heard of because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we also have been forgiven. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, from the evil one. For if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins." There are about five things that I'd like this morning to highlight about what Jesus teaches us about prayer. The first thing that comes to my mind in these words is how deeply God must care about our prayer life. How much God cares about your prayer life. Your prayer life is important to God. Your prayer life shows God something about who you are and what you believe, and how you see the world around you. Your prayer life says something to God about your life and your priorities and who you are. Prayer is a way that you can express your faith in God. Prayer is a way that you can say to God, "I need you, I want you, I'm depending on you, and I know that I need from you some things." Prayer is a way to bridge the gap between those things that we understand about life and the things that we do not. It's a way to bridge the gap between the seen and the unseen, between the physical world and the spiritual world, both of which we're a part of and sometimes we do not understand. Prayer is absolutely one of the greatest gifts that God gives to us. There's many gifts that God gives us, and one of them is the great gift of prayer. He wants to be connected to every one of you. God wants a connection all the time, continuously with you and I. And prayer is one of those ways that God makes it so we can be connected to Him. And Jesus gives us in this picture, in this teaching, some insight into the heart of God about prayer. What's important to God? What's important with how we think about prayer and how we think about God? The first thing that I notice that Jesus highlights here is three times Jesus says, when you pray. I notice here that he doesn't say, if you pray, or on that occasion when you're desperate and you have to pray, but almost on a continuous idea, when you pray. Every time you pray, whenever that is, every moment of the day when you're praying, when you're seeking God's Spirit, Jesus says, when you pray. Not if you pray, but when. According to verse 11, Jesus is speaking about daily prayer. So not only is he kind of giving us a sense of the continuousness of prayer, but also in verse 11, he kind of helps us to clearly see every day we need to be seeking God in prayer. Every day is important that we're connected to God, a part of every day. He says, give us this day our daily bread. Kind of below the scenes or the lines, I hear Jesus saying to us that every day we need to have a dependency on God for that day. Every single day, realizing that we need Him today. It's not just that we believe in Him and then for the next 70 or so years, it really doesn't matter about our relationship with Him, but our relationship with God is to be something living and active and something of a direct connection. God wants a continuous relationship with Him, with us. Our motivation is to hear the heart of God when we pray and respond to Him, to hear Him speaking to us. I notice that Jesus says that we're not to pray to be seen of men, but to be heard by God. God wants to hear your voice. He wants to hear your heart. I also notice in the teaching that Jesus gives us on prayer, the emphasis that Jesus makes on how we understand God, how we view God. In what light do we see Him? Certainly the first line, our Father in heaven, gives us a picture of how God God wants us to see Him, our Father. First of all, I look at the first word, our. I don't see in the Lord's Prayer any words about me and I, but it's us and our. Five times we see the word in here, us, and our Father which art in heaven. Somehow, Jesus teaches us to pray not in a self way, but in a way that includes the community that we're a part of as the disciples of Jesus. He reminds us here that we're a part of something bigger than ourselves, and our prayer and the way we see God and the way we call out to God is to be an inclusive way of the people around us. Our Father, which art in heaven, as if they were praying together or all of them praying individually in their own closet, are praying us and our about the kingdom of heaven. I notice those two words. The first one, our. The second one is how Jesus describes the relationship with the Father. Our Father, which art in heaven, our heavenly Father, full of love and care for us. Jesus tells us in this teaching how we're to look at God, what we're to call Him, what we're to see Him in Him. We're to see in Him a heavenly Father. A Father that's full of love, a Father that's listening and watching and waiting and wanting to connect and reach out to us. In fact, I noticed six times in this teaching, Jesus uses that word Father. Not just once, but six times He uses the word Father in this passage to describe how He views God and how He teaches us to look at God as a loving heavenly Father. That's the best way we can describe God's care for us. He's a loving heavenly Father who's looking out for us, who wants to be connected to us. That's a theme not only in Jesus' words in Matthew chapter 6, but in other places, in John chapter 17, where Jesus talks about prayer. Again, many times you find the word us and we and the word Father. In other words, Jesus is reminding us that God cares about all of us, and we're a part of that community, and that community is very important and very special. In First John chapter 3, we read this verse, behold, the love of the Father hath bestowed on us that we should be called the children of God. That's a beautiful verse. Behold, take a look at, think about, dwell on, remember, record in your heart, go back to that, how much the Father has loved us that we're the children of God. The children of God gives us a great privilege. It gives us a great connection to the heart of God. The Father says, come. The Father says, I want you. The Father says, I want to be connected to you. Jesus reminds us to come to the Father. Come. In no way, well, he who cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. And then we're reminded that we're to come day after day. It's not just one time or once a week or when we have a big problem, but day after day after day, God wants that living relationship with you. God wants to be connected to you, and the Lord's Prayer is one way that Jesus gives us to do that, reminds us to pray daily and to be connected to God daily. That's how we're to be connected. Chapter 6, verse 6 says, but when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Jesus reminds us that when we pray, our motivation is not because of people around us. Our motivation is to be connected directly to the heart of God and to give ourselves to being heard by God and responding to Him. Your Heavenly Father wants you to pray. He sees and He hears every prayer. Somehow we know and we believe and we're told in Scripture that if we ask, He hears us. Every prayer that's been uttered by people whose heart are looking toward God is heard by God. Somehow this infinite God in heaven can hear 6 billion people. Even if they all pray at one time, this infinite God knows you individually. He knows everything about your heart and your life, and He cares about your prayer life. Your prayers affect God. Your prayers have an impact on God. I said several months ago when we were looking in the book of Genesis in the early chapters how the sin of man had broken the heart of God, and it says the heart of God was grieved. We can grieve the heart of God, but we also can bring pleasure to the heart of God and relationship to the heart of God. And when we pray in faith, when we're calling out to Him, God hears our prayers and He cares about what we are praying for. The purpose of our prayers is not to inform God, who already knows everything. Verse 8 says, do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need. You realize that God already knows what you need before you pray. God already knows what's on your mind. God already knows what's troubling you. God already knows all that. So you think, well, why do I need to pray? The reason that God wants you to pray is He wants to be you to be connected in faith to Him. This, for me, is at the very heart and core of understanding what Jesus is teaching us about the importance of prayer. God already knows what you need. Prayer is an expression of faith in who God is. Prayer is our side of connecting to God and saying, God, I want to hear from you. And then God is able to speak to our hearts. Prayer is an exercise of faith. It's expressing our faith in God. Somehow, we know that faith causes God to act. Don't understand exactly when and how. We don't control God, but we do know that our faith causes God to act. It causes God to do certain things. Our faith has an impact on God. Our faith initiates within God's Spirit. Somehow this world that God's made, that He's involved with through His Holy Spirit, but our prayers affect God. Our prayers affect us and our ability to hear the Word and the voice of God. Prayer is asking God to act out on our faith, on our behalf. Look at the words that Jesus uses to describe how we ask God for help. These four words down here beginning verse 10 or verse 11, give us this day. The next verse, forgive us our debts. The next verse, lead us not. And then finally, deliver us from the evil one. Those are active words. They're not passive words. In other words, Jesus teaches us to call out to God to meet our needs. God, I'm asking you today to meet my needs boldly. We don't need to come before God afraid. He already knows what we want. He wants us to come before Him with faith and express that faith to Him. You notice that also, in these four, that the word us there, again, what's Jesus teaching us about community? Give us this day our daily bread. God already knows every one of our needs. God knows what your needs are today. It's not that you have to convince God of what your needs are. You need to convince God of your faith and that you're looking to trust Him and look for Him. I notice in these requests, the first request, give us this day our daily bread. Just reminds me that God knows what our physical needs are. God knows what your physical needs are. He knows what your security needs are. He knows what your needs are that are kind of the backbone of life. God already knows that. He's able to meet your needs, and you're to pray every day, God, it's you that can meet my needs. He also knows our frailties, our failings, our shortcomings, our weaknesses. You look at this next one, it says, forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. God knows that we need an ongoing sense of His forgiveness. God knows that we're not perfect people, that we fall short. God knows that there's things in our hearts and our attitudes that sometimes keep us from being all that God wants us to be. Sometimes we don't get it right. And God wants us to have that kind of daily attitude that says, God, I need your forgiveness today. Even today, I need God's forgiveness. To have the kind of attitude in the Spirit every day that says, God, I come before you fully accountable. I need your forgiveness today. Sometimes that don't seem to match up with kind of the idea that we can have that we're already pretty much already got everything that God wants for us. We've already arrived. We're kind of already at that place where of perfection. We believe in entire sanctification, that we come to a place in our lives that we can say, God, I ask you to take everything in my heart and everything in my life. I give you everything and I ask you to cleanse it and take away. We believe that God does that when we ask Him from the heart. We also believe that He doesn't take us out of the world, but we also live in a world of pain and hurt and problems and trials, and sometimes that stuff gets to us and it makes us feel dirty. Sometimes we mess up. Sometimes we make mistakes. We certainly fail. And we always need His cleansing and His forgiveness. And I want you to know that Jesus taught us to pray that every day we'd be forgiven, just as we also forgive other people. Jesus knows about the emotional needs that we have. We also struggle with our feelings and struggle with the parts of us that we seem to keep us from a right relationship with other people. So Jesus says and teaches us to pray every day, forgive us our debts as we have also been, or as we also forgive others. Jesus knows our weaknesses. He knows our vulnerabilities. Jesus knows more than anybody else in this world knows how vulnerable we can be. He knows that each one of us has a weakness. Each one of us has an area that Satan will try to attack. And so He teaches us, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. You think, well, man, who's Jesus talking about? Just really terrible people out there? He's talking about us. He's talking about the disciples of Jesus. God, help me today. Help me today not to be led into temptation. Jesus, I need you today. All of us, teach us to pray, Jesus. All of us need that daily relationship with Him to keep us where He wants us to be. But deliver us from the evil one. Jesus also knows our enemy. Jesus also knows where Satan will try to destroy us and trap us. God already knows what we need before we ask Him. The question is not, does God know what we need? The question is, are we listening to God's Spirit? Are we seeking God with our heart? Are we hungry for Him? Say, God, I want you. I need you. I ask you to speak to my heart and to mold me and shape me and change me. Prayer is about expressing our trust that God knows better than we do, that we can trust an infinite, awesome Heavenly Father who knows our needs and responds to us every day. Says in verse 6, this part of the promise, then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. Verse 6 reminds us that God does see every prayer. He knows your heart. He knows when you come before Him in your quiet place, in your room, in your closet. Could be a literal place, but more importantly, it's a place of your soul before God. When you go in and you shut the door and you say, God, this is between you and me. This is me calling out to you, God, I want you, I need you, I ask you to come and meet every need in my heart and my life. Then Jesus teaches us, well, then the Father sees. He sees where we're at in the secret place, and He will reward you. This morning, I want you to know there's a Heavenly Father who wants you to come continuously before Him into the deepest places of your life, into the deepest places of your heart, and He will reward you. And then the last highlight this morning that I want to mention is the importance of that daily relationship with God, that daily accountability with God. This very day, you need to be connected to the Spirit of God. You can't rely on anybody else to do that for you. You come to church at times, or you might have people in your life who encourage you, but it's not up to anybody else to bring you into that place of accountability before God's Spirit. God calls you and to me to be daily accountable to Him. That means an attitude of humility. That means a conscious, purposeful attitude to say, God, today I ask you to examine my heart and my life. Sometimes we want to think that we've arrived at full maturity, but every one of us needs to be in daily communion with God. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us. That's to be an ongoing prayer and accountability for us, keeping us clean, keeping us flexible, keeping us moldable, keeping us teachable, keeping us, as Timothy writes, or is written in Timothy, holy vessels before God. God wants holy vessels, not because they're perfected people, but because they're perfectly in tune with Him. And every day they listen and say, God, what do you have to say for me today? That must be a part how we understand the heart of God and the heart of prayer is that daily connection with Him.